Honey and Frank show. 9 o'clock. Been teasing it all morning. RJ Mitty, where is he? Is he outside? Is he wait, is he waiting to come in here?
There he is.
Hi, RJ. I'm Heidi. Nice to
look
meet
at
you.
Him. You look so like Gap International.
Yeah, sure.
How about that? How about that, man? You're like a big supermodel now, right?
Apparently.
That does have to go on the old resume, right? He's actor and a model.
Actor, model, all the above. Whoever hires me.
Yeah, exactly. did you ever plan on going down that road for modeling, or just Breaking Bad blew up so big, now everyone's calling?
Well, you got to get what you can get, actually. At the end of the day, you know, the trick is to keep working. And in the business I'm in, you either work or you're forgotten.
That's right.
So I'm trying to keep it going, stay in the business. And it gave me an excuse to travel. That's one of the things I like about my job. And I'm able to continue to do.
So you like doing that?
Parts of it.
Do you have animals?
I my little sister has a puppy.
Okay.
So I used to, but.
Okay, so
what happened to it?
She passed. She was 19-year-old Scotty.
Oh,
wow. Is that old for one of those dogs? Or
That's old for a dog in general.
19, RJ. That's, I mean, so your entire life, this dog, essentially.
So,
when you're a little boy, you
pretty
have.
Pretty much.
Whoa.
Yeah, your birthday's coming up. When's your birthday?
August 21st. Okay. So in like 3 days?
3 days.
4 days.
And you're going to be what, 20?
Be
22. 22. Oh, look at this. 22. The world is his oyster.
No kidding, right? What are you going to do? What's the big plan?
I have no idea. I do know. I'm having a party at Warwick in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to
write this down.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Yeah. If y'all swing on by.
Warwick. Is that Dion's place?
Yeah.
No.
You know him. Just knock on the back door three times.
Yeah, exactly. we need the code word. Code word Flynn.
I'm actually going to Cabo, though.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I convinced the powers that be to let me free. And I'm going on an all-male fishing trip to Cabo.
You've done one of those, haven't you, Bob?
Oh, yeah. They're a lot of fun, especially, I mean, you don't take any of your ladies with you, and you can have fun in Cabo.
What would your advice be, though? No Denver omelet on your way out before the day of fishing?
Have you been deep sea fishing before?
I've been deep. My family, I'm from Louisiana.
Okay.
So, like, my family was in professional. My uncle's a professional fisherman. We're actually trying to get him sponsored right now. So.
Okay.
What kind of fish? Bass?
Well, he does deep sea, but he's trying to go back in the bass circuit.
Okay, because, I know there's that big tournament down there in Cabo for marlin. It's like $1 million tournament. Like, you buy in the biggest one, and then you win.
What's the buy-in?
$1 million, think, right?
Well, no, I think it's like 100,000.
Oh, no. You know, no big deal.
It's just 100,000. It's just pocket change.
Dropping that.
Pocket change for RJ.
Yeah, sure.
He's a big television star.
All right. Sure. Hey, we're not the Big Bang Theory. We were on AMC. Two different things.
You're going to get your switched at birth money. It'll happen. You just gotta.
No, yeah, RJ Mitty hanging out with us. I heard they're gonna do the Better Call Saul spinoff, but it's going to be
the prequel, right?
Before all the Breaking Bad.
They're in the middle of it right now, actually.
Is there any time that you're gonna be in the background and they're like, wait a second, that's like before they even met, and he's over there getting gas.
Wait, is he walking?
Yeah. It's like, wait, that's
not. That's not right.
No. And Nash come through and just background stuff.
I was going to stop by, but I was passing through, but no, not yet. Yet. Keyword.
Yet.
Now, can you go any place and not be recognized now? Because that show blew up so much. And I mean, my daughter just started watching it on Netflix.
Just now.
And now she's binge watching it. And so, I was walking through and I was like, oh, you're finally on the Breaking Bad. And so I sat down with her on the couch. And it sucks you back in. Now, I mean, because I've seen it, but when you watch it, I mean.
Again.
And you can watch them, back to back on Netflix and stuff like that, that it just sucks you back in. It was such a fantastic show.
So good on that show.
It was something, that's for sure.
Did you have friends, though, RJ, did you have friends that are like, who got really into the show, and they were like, all right, so tell us what happened. And you're like, I can't, I can't tell you that.
You know,
or maybe you didn't even know.
Everyone wanted to know, but the thing is no one really wanted to know.
Right.
Like, they'd be like, okay, and they'd be like, don't tell me.
And
they would walk away.
So,
and it's nice to have that, and it's nice to have people that want to see it, but they don't want to ruin it.
Right.
A lot of people will go and they'll want to ruin it, and they'll be like, okay, I can afford to watch what happens in the finale, and no one did that. No one wanted to do that, and it's really nice that we have an afterlife Most shows don't get an afterlife. We've been off the air for a year now. Almost 2 years now.
Off the air for almost 2 years, but yet are going to be at the Emmys that are coming up in
nominated for 5 Emmys, including Outstanding Drama
Series.
Nominated
for actually 16.
16?
Those are the Emmys that
on TV. Well, those
are the ones that I guess matter. I don't really.
Well, they do the ones that are off. They're not on the actual award show, but they do like the pre-award show.
Pre-award.
16.
And that was a couple of days ago. Hair and makeup was nominated. Quite a few. Cinematographer, costuming designers.
So you're working on something else now, currently?
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm always working.
It's Cabo trip. That's
my
what he's
Cabo.
Working on.
That's exactly what. I'm hoping not to come back from that, actually. I've converted.
RJ Mitty moved to Cabo as a fisherman.
I started in Cabo and worked my way over to Cuba. I just shot a movie, actually, fairly recently in we'll see what happens. But they're in editing. We'll have a rough cut by the end of August, I think.
What's it about?
It's called Who's Driving Doug? It's about a character with muscular dystrophy. Mm-hmm. And gets an opportunity to change his life, and he takes it, and it changes his life for the better. And it's about the stories that ensue on this road trip and having muscular dystrophy because of the fragile state and of his condition of not having the access and the way to reach out and to make his own life. And this kind of gives him an opportunity to do this.
It's a road trip by himself or
with
friends?
No,
so it's like that Britney Spears movie when she went out with her two friends and they went across the country. What was that called, Tammy?
It was
Crossroads?
More like Tommy Lee.
So you got Who's Driving Doug is coming out. When do you expect it to actually be released? It's editing right now. Is it always, you never know?
Independent film?
Feature. But, but still, who really knows? Right. I shot a movie 5 years ago. Five years ago?
It's still not out.
It just takes a long time.
Well, it just now was released fairly recently. So who really knows? You can only hope for the best. Grit your teeth and hope for the best.
That is true. It's like when people go, this film is 17 years in the making. You're like, what happened? Like, why do things take so long? But it's funding and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, well, it's editing, funding, and then getting people to actually get behind it.
Right.
It's actually not as easy to get behind them, having people get behind it as you think. You think you would have this amazing piece of art. And same thing with Breaking Bad. It's like you think you have this gold. You have you hit a vein. And next thing you realize, it takes like 6 years to make.
Yeah.
But, hey, if everything has its challenges, and the trick is in this business to keep working and to keep going.
Yeah, but are you worried that, I mean, you're a young guy in the business and you're working, you got stuff that's going to come out. Are you worried that, like, later on, 20 years from now, when, you know, you're 42 years old and it's like, hey, Walt Jr.? I mean, like, everything you do for 20 more years is not going to matter.
Are you going to hate it or embrace it?
You got to embrace it. But the thing is that's going to happen. Everyone's going to remember me from Walt Jr. The best thing about it was when I started, I was 14 years old.
But look what happened to Todd Bridges. And it's like, what's happening?
Or what are you talking about, Willis?
And he's like, I'm turning
to Bob Denver. Hey, Gilligan. He's like, I've got other stuff.
Hey, Gilligan.
So?
Hopefully I won't look anything like I do in like the next 5 years if I keep going the rate I'm going.
But you started at 14.
Yeah, I started at 14 and I ended at turning 20.
Do you have that embarrassing commercial that you end up on Ellen one day and you're like, oh, let's take a look at RJ Mitty's first commercial? Like, what was your first thing?
My first thing was background on Hannah Montana. I did background. When I started working in the business, this is where a lot of people will hate me, is I started working on background. I was working with Hannah Montana, Everybody Hates Chris, Weeds. I was doing about 11 shows. Background, and I was regular student on out of the 7 of the 11 that I was working on was like a regular student. And if you don't know what that is, it's they like you enough that and they know you won't kill the actor, so they'll keep calling you back.
You just gotta get that one gig, and then like, let's just call him. He's easy in the show.
He won't stab anyone. He's not creepy. And we might be able to give him a line. Maybe.
RJ Mitty hanging out with us. If you weren't going to go into acting at a very young age, did you have another passion or a direction you might want to go in?
Oh, I have no idea. Probably fishing.
Fishing?
Probably fishing or
it's
military.
It's the family biz. Yeah. It's the family biz. Do you watch Deadliest Catch?
I did. I love it.
Oh, I love
it looks so
too.
Much fun.
Right? Wicked Tuna?
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've
that's
done
something
that.
You and Heidi have in common. You dig the Wicked Tuna.
The Wicked Tuna. You like Wicked Tuna?
Oh, I love it. Can't get enough of it. Big time.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I love
I can see
those.
It on her face.
Actually, you got a little right here.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. The door is always wide open if you ever want to come back in when, Who's Driving Doug is getting closer to coming out.
Come back in.
Come back in.
Have fun at the Emmys.
Thank you.
I guess we're going to see you at your birthday party, so we'll bring gifts. She was going to give you a hand job. Sammy was going to give you a hand job, but we're all out of them. So
explain to RJ.
Oh, it's a device that helps you open jars. Uh-huh. You know, it's like because if you have trouble opening jars, she's been giving hand jobs left and right.
Can't you just come to my house and give me one?
Sammy, there you go. There you go. All right, I'll do it.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you so
peanut
much.
Butter? Sure. All right, we're gonna take a break. Come right back. We're Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.